All right.
There are two stories that, when the time is right, should be told. I don't know what value they'll have to others, but they're interesting stories, but particularly the people relations in science and discoveries of type that I have enjoyed during my lifetime. One is a story of the cattle dying, having eaten toxic sweet clover up at Northfield. This story has been reported in part by Carl Pauling, I believe in his Harvey lectures referred to. It was a winter experience of James King, a student, and I, Campy Campbell, a student, on a very winter day in a snowstorm, went up to this farm where the cattle were dying. This is a story that when the condition's right, or maybe more precisely when my brain is right, could well be told. The other story is the story of the identification of niacin, vitamin nicotinic acid, a story that has not been recorded anywhere, because the story hadn't been told. I have not told this story, and for that reason, obviously not recorded. This story, too, when the time is right, could well be told. There's one that knew the story in part, and that's Harry Weissman, now no longer living. Harry Weissman sought me out on several occasions, international meetings, Federation meetings, for example, and would, on several occasions, came to me and said, "Campy, will you sit with me at the meeting?" And on a couple of these occasions, Weissman then said, "Well, Campy, I know the story of what happened on niacin, and I feel awfully bad about it." Not from anything he did, but he knew the situation of others and other people. Wasn't necessary to talk further on that, nor to make a point of it here. But Harry Weissman is not about to write this story, and my mind is not conditioned at this time to get into that dark closet either. But it is a story that might be of interest. I don't know if it'd do anyone else any good, it's important that I know what was done, what I did, what others did, and had the stimulation, the excitement, the experience of discovery, because without that, it is for sure I wouldn't be doing the things I now do in science, up on the front again to the limit of my ability to push myself or stretch, which is always, in my experience, been the case. If you're doing your best and got something that you're trying to solve, and just beyond the grasp of I or anyone else, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, but with the courage, if you like, having been in that situation in the past, it can be done. And do it. I have, and it's rather arrogant, if you maybe, it is arrogant on my part, to make the comment, but I mentioned St. Georgi, discoverer of vitamin C and many other things, but St. Georgi made the comment one time, and I have taken consolation in it, and he's saying that if I had had not attempted things that others were convinced were impossible, I, St. Georgi, would not have achieved the things I have done. That is a scary, but on the other hand, a challenging and an exciting situation to be in. I too have often, at a different level, found that if I had not attempted things that others had not, couldn't envision or were sure were impossible or untrue, most new discoveries are that type. They don't fit the dogma. Follow the dogma is easy, but it just follows the dogma. I too would not have done many of the things that I have done. I would not have achieved many of the things I have achieved. The present things I'm doing, no exception. Thank you.
The early work on toxic sweet
clover. The early work on toxic sweet clover was carried out by under the supervision of Carl Paul Link, with a investigator known as Chef or Schoff, Scheffel, in Link's laboratory. This was soon followed up in more detail by Willard Roberts, working in conjunction with Bill Smith of agronomy on the problem of the taste and bitterness in particular of sweet clover. And in conjunction with this work, the toxicity problem of sweet clover hay, this early investigative work was turned over to me, H.A. Campbell, as Willard Roberts obtained his degree and left Carl Paul Link's laboratory. The early work thus was published after Roberts had left, although Roberts and Smith had published with Link previously, and on the early work the remaining was published as Campbell, Smith, Roberts, and Link, depending on the emphasis given to the particular phase of the research. Finally coming to the point of the isolation, crystallization, obtaining the pure material from toxic sweet clover hay, published naturally by Campbell and Link. Previous investigators' work had been previously reported. Following this, the report runs with Overman, Stahmann, Sullivan, Huebner, and Campbell and Link. These individuals being on the particular phase of the investigation at that time, the chemical identification and characterization of the dicumeral being carried out primarily by Overman, Stahmann, and Sullivan, and Huebner, Huebner being the organic chemist. My name being included, since this was a follow-up or a continuation of work that was ongoing at the time I was in, carrying out the investigation. Subsequent to this, we see a report by Shapiro, Reddish, and Campbell. This is the application of dicumeral to the treatment of people, humans, with blood clotting problems. This was after I had left the Carl Paul Link's laboratory. I was working in the New York City area, and Shapiro was there, the head of the cardiac group there at Bellevue Hospital, New York City, where these early applications of dicumeral to the treatment of human disease was carried out.
I see. Did you know Charlie Heidelberger well?
Yeah, I would say well, yes. I ask a rhetorical question for that write-up. It's a good write-up. Couple of times, some time ago. Commemoration or preparation for the 100th celebration here. We look at the things that singled out here for singled out for comment or recognition. I think there's seven of them there. Tuberculin testing, cattle, soil acidity testing, food irradiation, vitamin D, cure for pellagra, prevention of blood clots, Nobel Prize given for processing bacteria and drafting the first rural zoning ordinance. I ask a rhetorical question. Who, living or dead, had a crucial, significant part in two of these seven operations? The answer is H.A. Campbell. These are an outstanding list of accomplishments listed here for the accomplishments of the University of Wisconsin. Not that I did any one of them myself, not that anyone else did any one of them by themselves. This is not the nature of scientific discovery at this stage. It is so sophisticated that if one is making a large advance, these are usually accomplished by several groups, if not individuals, working in collaboration. This never happens, and has never happened in human history, as I know human history. We all build on those that have gone before us, contributed to them, profited by, and then may do our thing and add to them. So I likewise. But there is often, at the time this particular new advance or plateau is mounted, a group, each one doing his own thing in his own right and contributing in his own expertise. Like a three-legged milk stool, essential to the end result.
Okay.
And I and each one of these, Cure for Pellagra, I did the chemical identification of the crystals where we, and identified, recognized, not only with the ability to do the analytical work, but to put together the numbers to what they mean, that this compound was nicotinic acid, chemical identification. Others had purified it, carried out the biological test, and so on. The dichromal, my role was to obtain from the toxic sweet clover the purified material. In other words, in this case, isolate the material. Others, Mark Stallman, Huebner in particular, did the identification, chemical identification, the functional operation that I did on niacin.
Yes.
In that case. But in both cases, like a three-legged milk stool, with my good fortune to be the, if you like, the person prepared at that time with the expertise and skills necessary to carry out a particular crucial, if not crucial, at least, because nothing is crucial in this life, as I know. If I don't do something, someone else eventually will come along and do it. But who had the good fortune of having the skills to apply to this situation and supply a particular piece of information, making the composite mosaic such that we could mount a new plateau of understanding.
Yes.
Now the personal intrigue involved in both of these, am I not prepared to get in that dark corner?
Right. Well, is that as far as we should go then, is that right?